It's Weekends on All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Laura Sullivan in for Guy Raz. People without health insurance have depended on free clinics for years. But with the passage of health care reform, more than 30 million people are expected to gain health insurance. The law goes before the Supreme Court this week, but health providers are already gearing up for a surge in insured patients. As Alana Gordon of member station KCUR in Kansas City reports, that leaves free clinics in uncharted territory.
Around the country, hundreds of free clinics have been established over the last 50 years to treat patients like Patsy Duarte.
That's no good. 172 over 85. Way too much. No.
How you feeling with that? Do you got a headache?
Duarte's getting her blood pressure checked at Duchesne Clinic in Kansas City, Kansas, that's housed in an old parish school. She's been coming here for years for her hypertension, diabetes, and other health issues.
I have no insurance. I have no other means of going to a doctor. The last time that my husband went to a doctor, it was like $85 just for the visit.
Duarte says medical conditions limit her ability to work, and the couple's combined income is about $15,000 a year. The bad economy, the loss of jobs and health insurance, has also meant more people are turning to the clinic, according to director Amy Folk.
We've been kind of caught in the perfect storm of you have so many people needing care that can't get care, but at the same time, funding, you know, has been held level or in some cases decreased. So while you'd like to ramp up, this is not the economic time to do that.
While uninsured people can and do go to community health centers and hospitals, free clinics are the only place where there's no fear of a bill. Despite the expansion of Medicaid to an additional 16 million people, free clinics expect to still be an important part of the healthcare safety net. Nicole Lamoureux-Busby, head of the National Association of Free and Charitable Clinics, says over 20 million people still won't have coverage. And Lamoureux-Busby says many clinics will have a role in helping patients figure out the new system.
It sounds great to have everyone be eligible between 2014 and 2019, but there's not this magic potion or a magic wand that's going to get people signed up. Somebody's going to have to help them. We're going to have to explain now a very complicated system that quite frankly ignored many of our patients in the past.
Duchesne Free Clinic Director Amy Folk says the clinic's already been responding to a changing health system by trying to be more of a primary care center for patients. The clinic's thought a lot about the situation and the access challenges patients already face.
I don't think we can stay as we are. I think we have to grow within our environment.
Folks says the clinic has decided to take Medicaid and private insurance if health coverage expands in the future.
It will totally change the culture and structure of this clinic. Having never had to do these things and building the infrastructure, one, to put in place, but just how we do our daily workflow, it will change.
Taking Medicaid and private insurance could alter the nature of free clinics who rely on volunteers like Dr. Glenn Hodges of the Health Partnership Clinic in nearby Johnson County.
I'm a medical missionary 3 miles from where I live, taking care of people in my neighborhood.
Dr. Hodges has been a happy volunteer at the Health Partnership Clinic since he retired from the VA more than 10 years ago. This clinic is making some sweeping changes that will include taking Medicaid and private coverage and qualifying for more federal funds. The white-bearded Hodges, who's also a master rose gardener, says he plans to stay with the clinic. He and most other volunteers will focus on patients who don't have coverage. Staff will focus on those with coverage.
Patients who are receiving free care are going to continue to be there. It's two separate patient populations. Will require two separate administrative organizational structures. There's a need for both.
That attitude is great news for Health Partnership Clinic Director Jason Wesco, who used to run a health center that took insurance. He knows he'll still need volunteers like Dr. Hodges, as well as more paid staff to handle extra patients and a new operating system.
I exist to help my patients get healthier and to take care of as many of as I can in the highest quality manner possible. So how do I create a system where I can bill for services? Well, you know, I do. I just do it. Just like I created a system to manage 100 volunteers. We deliver health care to incredibly sick people. That's hard. Billing Medicaid's not hard.
Wesco knows this transition takes planning, like training staff and putting in an electronic medical record system. For clinics who go in this direction, there can be bigger changes too, involving malpractice coverage and, in some states, changing Medicaid laws.
The bottom line is we have growing need, and our job, my job here, is to worry about all those people we don't take care of, and how do I get the resources to make sure that no one in Johnson County goes without health care. That's a big job, and the only way I can adequately do that is bring more resources to this organization.
Free clinic directors say the next few years will be hard work, but they say with decades of stretching resources and caring for people with complex health problems, they'll rise to the challenge. For NPR News, I'm Alana Gordon.